I thank the delegation of Panama for the intervention. And since it doesn't seem to be the case that we are all in agreement with regard to the various proposals made, so I propose that we leave the text of the chapeau of paragraph 26 and the first bullet and the second bullet and the third bullet only with the change in substituting the bullet by B as an outstanding issue that will be and should be and consulted informally in order to elaborate and find a language agreeable to all the high contracting parties. And we move to the next bullet in this paragraph, starting with the rules of procedure of the sixth review conference shall apply mutatis mutandis to the group. And I will ask the delegations whether they wish to make comments, proposals to this bullet of paragraph 26. Can I take then that the bullet starting with the words the rules of procedures procedure of the sixth review conference is acceptable? Of course, having in mind the possibility of changing the numeration and putting a B instead of a bullet. So we take that this language is acceptable to all the delegations of the high contracting parties, and we move down to the next bullet, starting with the words, the group shall conduct its work and adopt its report. Does any delegation wish to take the floor and make amendments, proposals to this bullet, to the text of this bullet? I see none. Can I take then that the language of this, the text of this bullet is acceptable to all the delegations of the high contracting parties? So it is accepted by the delegations of all contracting parties. And we move on to the next and last bullet, at least in the present shape of this paragraph. The bullet starts with the words, the group will be chaired by, and here we have a square bracket and the yeah, and here we can add the information on the nomination. Is it acceptable? So I take that this proposal is accepted and the whole text of the bullet is acceptable. You will see the insertion regarding the nomination of Ambassador Flavio Suarez D'Amico. Can I take that the last bullet of this paragraph is acceptable to all the delegates of the high contracting parties to the CCW convention? So it is accepted. Since it is the last bullet in this paragraph, we will return to the issues that remains outstanding, not agreed at the later stage. And now we move on to the next paragraph, that is paragraph 27. And I asked whether delegations want to make proposals, drafting proposals to the text of the of paragraph 27. I see no delegation requesting for the floor in order to make amendments to the paragraph 27. So can I take then that the whole text of paragraph 27 is acceptable to all the delegations of the high contracting parties to the CCW convention? So the whole text is accepted. We take that the whole text is accepted by all delegations of the high contracting parties to the CCW convention. And we move on to the next paragraph. It is paragraph 28. Is there any delegation wishing to take the floor in order to make amendments, proposals to the text of paragraph 28? I see none. Can I take then that the whole text of paragraph 28 is acceptable to all delegations of the High Contracting Party to CCW, the convention? So it is taken that the whole text is accepted. And we move on to the next paragraph, that is paragraph 29. Does any delegation wish to take the floor in order to make amendments, proposals to the text of paragraph 29? Can I take then that the whole text of paragraph 29 is acceptable to all the delegations of the High Contracting Parties to the CCW Convention? So we decide that the whole text is acceptable to I see New Zealand. Sir, you have the floor.